Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Bill Belichick went over a lot of media. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Yes, the hoodie did show up in most places he was expected Thursday on the last of the ACC football media days. Although it was cut short in Belichickian fashion, he held a special, almost private press conference for Triangle Media at 9 a.m. He wound up impressing many people who had never paid much attention to him beyond his reputation as a great coach with a dour manner. He ghosted the 100 interviewers on Radio Row, but guess he had to make someone mad. As the next to last to take the podium in the big ballroom, he hand-slapped the players who took turns speaking and was gracious to a fault. In a word, he seemed human. In the breakout interview room, so many cameras and microphones huddled around the hoodie's table, newly hired PR director Brandon Faber controlled who was asking questions. Faber worked with multiple sports teams in Chicago, the latest for the Bears, and looks like a no-nonsense guy that, frankly, UNC needs with all the distractions around Belichick. "I'm excited to get the season started," Belichick said at the morning mini-session. "We've got four great representatives of our program here. We're excited to come over with these guys." He referred to returning defensive back Will Hardy, sophomore wide receiver Jordan Shipp, and transfers DB Thad Dixon from Washington and quarterback Gio Lopez from South Alabama. "Our team's ready to start practice," added Belichick. "We've obviously got a long way to go with 70 new players, 40 transfers, and 30 freshmen. We have a lot of new faces, but I love the way our program's coming together. Coaching staff, recruiting, support staff, alumni. We've done double-digit alumni donor-type events, and those people have all been fantastic." Whether worth the $10 million a year remains to be seen, but he is clearly a different breed from what the aloof Larry Fedora to salesman Mac Brown were. Belichick has built a tough and attention-to-detail staff, retaining only offensive coordinator Freddie Kitchens and running back coach Natrone Means, both in lesser roles last season but worthy, apparently, of promotions under the new regime. There was no question who drew most of the attention in Uptown Charlotte, and while Clemson's Dabo Sweeney remains the face of ACC football, Belichick is the third former NFL head coach now leading teams in the conference. Stanford's Frank Reich, Colts, and BC's Bill O'Brien, Texans, who like Belichick were fired and now are coaching college football that looks more like the pro game every day. The final head coach to speak, NC State's Dave Doran, addressed a half-filled ballroom after it had been packed for his next arch rival in Chapel Hill. That may give him another reason to remind one and all he has beaten the hated Heels 7 of the last 9 games, heading into the first head-to-head with the hoodie on November 29th in Raleigh. This is Art Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.